Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. If you notice dark stains on your ceiling, mold and mildew starting to set in, everybody I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. And there are some service companies that will just tear out the damage, and then you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from my personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my home to pre-disaster condition, and made it look as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
We're Bears fans at PNC, and you'll find us everywhere in Chicago. We're at the game, covered in orange and blue, cheering at the top of our lungs. We're at the tailgate, grilling brats in a winter storm. No matter where you find us, PNC will be cheering on the Bears with the rest of Chicago. We are PNC. We are Bears fans. PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Swing, and it's a great time to get those projects done around the house. Dalton Enterprises and the Home Depot are offering 15% savings on its entire line of 5-gallon latex driveway sealers when you buy 3 or more pails. It won't take all weekend, and you'll add a lot of curb appeal to your home. Whether it's their top-of-the-line Ultra Shield or Airport Grade, you can be assured of great results. Head to the Home Depot or HomeDepot.com for some great driveway savings.
Farmers Insurance knows the difference between a car hitting your bumper and a clown car hitting your bumper.
Oh, sorry about that!
Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Ice Mountain 100% natural still and sparkling spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.
Maybe you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, if you're a Northsider or a Southsider, Chicagoland loves waking up to breakfast at McDonald's. Now get a $5 breakfast combo meal with choice of Egg McMuffin, Sausage McMuffin with egg, or Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Sleepyhead? Or go-getter?
Embrace the day.
At McDonald's, together we breakfast. Your morning starts here, Chicagoland. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Single item at regular price.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about. Benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Big Time Baseball, a radio.com sports podcast.
Hi, I'm MLB insider John Heyman. On our latest episode,
Billy Beane, A's executive vice president.
We have so much player churn here because of the revenues we bring in, but I also think it allows for a very creative environment and allows us this maybe to take some chances and do some things that maybe larger market teams or higher revenue teams wouldn't be able to do.
Subscribe and rate Big Time Baseball wherever you listen to podcasts.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called on my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
You don't have to pay high-end prices to give your home a high-end look. Transform any room today with brand new blinds, shades, and shutters from Blinds.com. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, it's no surprise Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window treatments. Go now through August 26th and save up to 40% on some of their top-rated products. Plus, save an extra $20 at Blinds.com with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubbies.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we're delighted to welcome in Jed Hoyer. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jed. How are you? Good
morning, Jed.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty well.
Well, you know, we were interested to talk about yesterday's game because it was such an amazing one, and really Anthony Rizzo afterwards kept calling it season defining. And Joe, when he talked, he said it was more kind of a seminal moment, or he said he's been involved in seminal moments. So, what is it to you? I think it's just we've been searching so much for a season defining moment. Was that more seminal moment or season defining?
That's a great question. I mean, it's a great game, and I thought that was one of those games where there were times during the game you sort of took a step back and you could enjoy it as a fan, you know, and think to yourself that this is just two teams really competing. This is fun for everybody. These guys are just going at it like they're playing in the backyard, and it was good competition. I mean, that was as fun a game as I can remember from a fan standpoint. As far as being, you know, season defining or a seminal moment, I don't think we know, because I don't think we know, how the next, you know, month and a half or how the next 5 weeks are going to go. I've been involved in those things too. I remember in 2004, the fight between Veritek and A-Rod, and then the walk-off homer in the same game by Bill Miller. Like, everyone sort of looked back at that game as the catalyst for the 04 Red Sox taking off. You know, but you're looking at those things, you know, far in the future and kind of looking back. So I certainly hope that we look back on that game last night as a turning point game. That'd be great, but that means that the next 5 weeks go really well. So hopefully we'll play really well and we can look back at that game and say that. And I guess in some ways it would be a lot like that, the four-game series against the Giants in 2015. I think people always looked at that as sort of a turning point for this group, and hopefully the Giants are part of that for us again as well.
So you're saying you enjoyed walking your dog last night more than you have?
not needed. Unfortunately for him, I take him for walks all the time, but sometimes I think when you lose an awful game, you just need to kind of walk around and clear your head. And I think Joe always talks about, you know, winning hard or losing hard for 30 minutes, and, you know, it's definitely something that I've taken from him and think about. And I think it's important. You know, last night's game is a good example. You know, you're excited, you're enjoying yourself for a little bit of time, and you realize that, you know, we're playing really quickly today. It's a quick turnaround. And, you know, unfortunately, you do put yourself in the mindset of this game of trying to sort of, you know, moderate your highs and lows. And, you know, hey, last week we had some really bad games and really low lows. And, you know, last night was a high, and you try to stay as even keel as you possibly can through both of those.
Jed, Nick Castellanos has been as hot as any hitter in baseball, 8 home runs since he arrived. What's your level of surprise in how productive he has been?
Well, I don't think anyone would predict a 1,200 OPS or whatever he has right now. I think that, you know, he's been incredible for us. And, you know, I don't think I would have predicted from a personality and makeup standpoint. I think he's been a really, you know, great influence on the team. He's just so excited to be in a pennant race. You know, I think it's a lot of things are sort of coming together for him at the right time, and I think our guys are sort of feeding off of that. I will say that when we made the trade, that and obviously you're always kind of working on some narratives with things like this, but you know, he hit a lot of doubles. He definitely was playing in a ballpark that was suppressing his power a bit. And I feel like he was in a lineup where there weren't a lot of guys that other people were afraid of. So, you know, he was, you know, getting pitched really carefully. So we certainly talked about that, you know, where this guy can really hit. And we talked about, you know, if he gets into Wrigley Field, into a better lineup, you know, with, 2 months left in the season, he might really take off. And of course, so far that's come true, but it would have been hard to imagine a hot streak like this for the first, you know, 20 games or so.
You know, it's interesting. I think one of the reasons people admire what you guys do is you're always responding in season when something goes awry. So a year ago, it's Cole Hamels and Murphy coming in, and now it's Kimbrel signing a guy like that, and Castellanos coming in, and Tony Kemp and whoever it might be. You know, obviously the preference would be to have it all go right before you start, but how difficult is it to constantly be reworking the plan in season?
Yeah, I just think that's the job. You know, I think that, you know, the off season, you try to have as productive an off season as you can. But sometimes everything doesn't line up in a given off season, whether it's financial, whether it's the available players, whether it's things that are unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen. And, I think that it's not realistic to think that you can always do all your work in the off season. I think part of our job is to be able to make quick adjustments and to think on the fly and do things in season. And, you know, listen, I give a lot of credit to our ownership as well. You know, we've stretched the budget a couple of times for Kimbrel and for Castellanos, and some ownership groups aren't willing to do that in season. And we've been able to do that because of the Ricketts. And there's no question that, you know, having Kimbrel and having Castellanos has really, really added to our group and helped us a lot. And, you know, I don't ever see that changing, both their competitiveness as far as adding players and also our desire to keep pushing and to try to change the roster midseason.
Jed, I think there was some concern among Cub fans when Craig Kimbrel gave up the home run Sunday night in Williamsport, and then he's come back with back-to-back saves. 1-2-3 innings, clean innings. What do you see when you evaluate Craig Kimbrel, especially the last 2 games?
Yeah, he's been really good the last 2 games. And I actually even thought in Williamsport, I thought, you know, there was a first pitch fastball. It was the first pitch he'd thrown back off the DL in a 7-0 game. And so I think that, you know, Marte sort of ambushed him there. And I thought his stuff the rest of that game was actually really good. And he's carried it over. And, you know, I think that these last couple games, I think, is kind of vintage Craig Kimbrel, and I feel like, you know, he probably was hurting a little bit before he went on the DL, and with his personality and his toughness, I'm not exactly sure, you know, when he started feeling that in his knee and how long it had been affecting him, but certainly he wasn't himself. He sort of gutted through some outings, but he wasn't dominant. He wasn't getting the same number of swings and misses. So, you know, it's nice to see the last couple of nights him come in there and really shut that down. And especially last night, in a wild game like that, where you kind of have that feeling that whoever bats last is going to win. And you feel like It's a tough save to get in a 12-11 game facing good hitters, and he was able to go out there, get two strikeouts and a routine fly ball. It was nice to see someone be able to just calm that game down. And so I think he looks great, and hopefully he can continue to build off these last couple outings.
The reality of adding people to the roster and the reality of having so many guys coming back from injury is they've had to send some guys down, and I'm sure you're juggling, who has options and who doesn't, but Albert Elmora, and David Bode, neither guy a prima donna about it, both guys. I mean, Elmora down there as fast as possible, wants to get to work, and David Bode, something with his flight, he packs up the car and the kids and drives there immediately. So that is obviously a statement about those players. When do you envision, is it just when the rosters expand, they're back? How do you envision them being reintroduced to things? Who else will be in the mix, and how will you put together the playoff roster when it comes?
Yeah, it's yes, no question about those guys. They took those demotions really well and in a very mature fashion. And I think that in both guys' cases, I think they realized, they had some things to work on. Albert, certainly he was not having the offensive season that he would have hoped. And I think that getting just everyday at-bats for a period of time can really help him just to gain that consistency. And, I think they saw, Addison's attitude when he came back from Iowa. I think he felt like that was really helpful for him to get those everyday at-bats. And I think hearing that from him had an influence. No one wants to get demoted, but I do think you can draw positives from it. And then with David Bode, I think David, in a lot of ways, he's had a really nice season, but I think he was in a little bit of a funk, both offensively and I think defensively. He hasn't been playing defense quite the way he did last year. And I think that just getting that Iowa, kind of taking a deep breath, playing every day, I think can really help him. As far as the roster goes, there's no doubt right now we're a little bit oversubscribed, and we're making some moves that because of that roster crunch, we don't love being at 14 pitchers, but that's sort of where we are right now with the option situations that we have. But it's nice to know that, in the next, whatever it is, 9 or 10 days, we'll be able to expand the rosters. And I think that'll really help us, and we can get some more guys up here to help. So we're sort of a little bit keeping an eye on September 1st as we make these moves, knowing that we get some easing of our restraints here very soon.
Jed, has anything happened during Ben Zobrist's somewhat unorthodox rehab process to shake your confidence that he can contribute in September?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I think when you say contribute, I think he's absolutely going to contribute to this team. I think that just being on the team, given his makeup and his career and who he is, I think that makes a big difference. But I think he's going to contribute on the field as well. I don't know what that looks like at this point. He could end up playing every day. He could end up being an outstanding pinch hitter. He could do some of both. And I don't think we know what that looks like yet. But I don't think there's any question that the way he handles in that bat and the way he carries himself, I think will make a big difference. And I know the guys will be very excited to have him back. So he's going to contribute. I just don't know exactly what shape that's going to take at this point.
Just curious, when Theo talked yesterday, he mentioned that there is no timetable for Wilson Contreras. What is he doing, and how close is he to getting on a timetable?
Yeah, that's a great question. So he's doing a lot of activities. He's hitting, he's catching bullpens, and he's been doing a lot of running upstairs and running drills. So to that extent, I think things are going really well. And I think our guys, our training staff is working with him and doing a great job to get him back. I think the biggest thing for us at this point is making sure that we don't re-injure it. We want to make sure that, he's 100% and that he can, catch almost every day and be a huge contributor down the stretch. So while he's moving around really well right now, he's not quite ready. But I think, in this next week or so, I think we'll at least have some timetable. If he continues on this trajectory, we'll have a sense of exactly when we can send him out on a rehab and exactly when we can bring him back, but we don't have that exact clarity today.
Jed, Theo closed the book on Brandon Morrow's season yesterday, and I don't expect you to weigh in along with us where he ranks on the list of your free agent signings since you guys arrived. But do you learn from that process anything? Do you come away from that experience knowing anything more, or does it prepare you better for the next go-around, or was this just a fluky thing and injuries just got in the way?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question. I think Theo described it yesterday as a calculated risk, and I think that's probably, the best way to say it. You know, I think that he's been dominant in his career when he's been able to pitch. And you look at the year he had with the Dodgers in 2017.